You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomorrow's primary features a four-way contest for La Crosse Mayor. Chris Kahlo, Vicki Markison, Ellie McLoon, and Shondell Washington Spivey. Two of those candidates will advance to the April ballot for the mayor's office, which is open after Mayor Mitch Reynolds decided not to run for a second term. Markison, who narrowly lost in her 2021 bid for mayor, said in addition to supporting the Pathways home plan, she believes the city needs to invest in multiple types of housing after years of focusing on large rentals to attract young families.
We have a tremendous opportunity for first-time homeownership. Those new homeowners can come in, they can develop those properties, which we all want, and it'll revitalize our neighborhoods, it'll help our schools. And so we need to be working on the full circle, full spectrum of housing.
La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo is touting her experience in her bid for mayor.
This is not the time for someone to do on-the-job training for role as mayor. We really need a mayor that can hit the ground running on day one. And my experience on city council as a small business owner and as someone deeply rooted and invested in my neighborhood and the community, I think make me uniquely qualified to lead the city as next mayor of La Crosse.
Ellie McLoon, who works in real estate in the La Crosse area, says she'll bring a fresh perspective to the mayor's office.
I know based on the other people running for the mayor position, they've all been involved in either government or non-for-profit. So I think coming in with a new look on the operational aspect of the city of La Crosse and not being a politician will be something, you know, new for the city.
Washington Spivey says he's working to bring communities together as a volunteer and community organizer, and that's why he's running for mayor.
Currently serve as the executive director for Black Leaders Acquiring Collective Knowledge, a nonprofit that I started in 2016 with a group of friends. And since then, we've just kind of been doing a lot of work in the community, making folks aware around, you know, cultural identity, cultural history, working with a lot of youth and things of that nature.
There are also seven candidates running for La Crosse School Board. Among them is incumbent Meredith Garcia. The other six are Joy Bookman, Molly Fuchs, Adam Hopper, Kevin Hunt, Jeff Jackson, and Sam Morris. Two other current members of the board, Katie Birkdahl and current board president Juan Jimenez, decided not to run. Tomorrow's primary will narrow down the field to six, and then three people from that group will be elected to the school board on April 1st. There's also a three-person primary for City Council District 7 in La Crosse. The primary is tomorrow, Tuesday, February 18th. To see your voter registration status, where to vote, or what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with five appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. The state Supreme Court race was on display in La Crosse County this weekend, with both candidates making stops here. Brad Schimmel, who is supported by conservatives, and Susan Crawford, who is backed by liberals, traded jabs at one another during their stops. The candidates each claimed their opponent was too extreme to serve in the officially nonpartisan position, largely reflecting what is running in political attack ads a little more than 2 months before the spring election on April 1st. Four City of La Crosse committees meet today. The Public Works Board will consider several permits for communications, work on its five-year capital expenses plan, and consider approval for stop signs at Merrick Park Drive and East Avenue North, as well as a no parking zone on the 700 block of Merrick Park Drive. The Aviation Board will also review its five-year expenses during its meeting, while the Joint Board of Harbor Commissioners will review its master plan. Finally, the Human Rights Commission will consider one complaint against Wedgwood Commons and do an annual review of its ethics policy. A Grant County man is in custody and is accused of firing a gun out of his vehicle's window at another vehicle near Viroqua Friday evening. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said they received a call from a driver who said a person in another vehicle fired several shots from a gun while they were driving on Highway 14 near Highway 27. Both vehicles involved had children in the vehicle. Nobody was hurt. A 49-year-old Cuba City man is being recommended for charges of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. La Crosse hosted the state ice fishing championship over the weekend on the Mississippi River. Nearly 80 teams and 1,000 1,000 high school students competed in the event. It's the second time that La Crosse has hosted the event, previously hosting in 2019. Fishing took place on pools 7 and 8 in dedicated areas on the Wisconsin side of the Mississippi River. Osceola High School, which also won in 2020 and 2021, took home this year's championship. Among local schools, Holman was the top finisher in 12th place. The City of La Crosse is hoping a new online design library of accessory dwelling units will help inspire residents to build one. ADUs have been touted as a possible solution to housing shortages. After the city was awarded nearly $20,000 last year through AARP Wisconsin's Community Challenge, it asked residents to submit ADU designs to show the community what's possible here. La Crosse Environmental and Sustainability Planner Lewis Coleman says the secondary housing units can be attached to or separate from the main house.
The top three ADU designs that we picked were based on affordability, accessibility, and sustainability. So we wanted to make sure that these were residences that were in reach from a cost perspective.
In addition to seeing ADUs as a way to increase homes, Holman says they can offer financial support for homeowners who rent them out. They can also provide multi-generational housing. However, Coleman adds there are some downfalls, especially in light of rising construction costs.
In some cases, it could cost as much as a full-size house. So that's still a challenge. And one of the things we're looking at is working with our local lenders to put together financial packages that could make it easier for homeowners to add this to their backyard.
Coleman says what's left of the grant money will be potentially used to make the winning concepts into ready-to-build plans. The city faces a potential landlock because of the Mississippi River, steep slopes, and adjacent jurisdictions. Dangerously cold temperatures are in store for the next few days here in western Wisconsin. The coldest temperatures will be felt tonight through Wednesday, with lows in the negative double digits and dangerous wind chills into the negative 30s for the next two nights. And in some places, wind chills could drop below negative 40 degrees. Temperatures will begin to rise Thursday and are expected to get back above freezing this weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Ariana Grande says her pop persona is just a character. The singer's debut album came out in 2013 when she was just 19 years old and won her two Grammy Awards. Grande told The Hollywood Reporter that after a while you get sick of being that character, even though there are other pieces of you in the character that end up in songs you write. She says the reason she liked playing Glinda in Wicked, for which she drew an Oscar nod, was because she got to be a different character than her pop character. Whew, gotta love actors. Here's one of Pete's picks, or non-picks. I cannot say I enjoyed The Substance. The film is nominated for Best Picture, and Demi Moore drew a Best Actress nomination for her portrayal as an aging fitness guru who takes a mysterious substance that reveals a younger version of herself. She and her younger version, played by Margaret Qualley, end up having a little war for the rights to the character's body. It's an interesting premise, and Moore and Qualley are really good, but the film gets completely crazy and absolutely disgusting. Enjoy. Welcome to the era of the mini-reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. The series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by tag director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A bitterly cold President's Day with mostly sunny skies, highs near zero. Wind chill valleys, though, as cold as 30 below. Tonight, mostly clear, lows near 17 below. Wind chill valleys as cold as 32 below. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 5 below.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.